Some New Hampshire towns are actually composed of small, separate villages, each with its own form of government. But what about those places, often north of the Notches, that don't appear to have any government at all? Producer Hannah McCarthy investigated and explained what she found to NHPR's Rebecca Lavoie.
So, Rebecca, you asked a question about New Hampshire's hinterlands.
Actually, they're called unincorporated places.
Yeah, right. So what did you want to know exactly?
I think my question, as I worded it, was, what's up with unincorporated towns? Can you break the law there and not get into trouble? And who organizes things in these towns?
Yes. Okay. So to get to the bottom of this, I decided to go to what I'm going to call the Mac Daddy of unincorporated places in New Hampshire. So that's Coos County. So there are 25 unincorporated places in the state, according to nh.gov, and 23 of those are in Coos County.
Right.
So if you look at a map, it's like a fourth of that county is just unincorporated, like, wildling land.
North of the wall.
Exactly. So I hate to disappoint you, but I'm going to start right off the bat with the fact that basically they're not the perfect place for the perfect crime.
Oh.
No. You cannot break the law.
This is Jennifer Fish with Coos County.
The unincorporated places are governed by the state police and also some local police departments and the sheriff's department. So, you know, you can't break the law there and you can get pulled over for speeding and anything like that.
Well, that's kind of a bummer, but to be honest, I did kind of figure that that was probably the case. We probably would have heard about it if you could just commit a murder there and not get arrested. But it doesn't really answer my question of, who is in charge of these towns? Who is running them?
In the unincorporated places, it's the county government that oversees the organization of those places. So basically, the three county commissioners are the selectmen for those unincorporated places.
They oversee the budget, approve timber taxes.
The county also has a planning board for the unincorporated places that meets on a monthly basis.
All right, but what about day-to-day stuff? What about stuff like water and trash collection and sewers and stuff like that that you would expect to get from your town?
Yeah, so that is the one thing about unincorporated places. They have to get all of these services because they don't have any of their own. You know, dump access police, firefighters, ambulances, schools, from nearby towns, from their neighbors. So the county collects this fee from the homeowners in these places, and that money goes to whatever town lets the people in, like, Hale's location use their dump.
So does it make it expensive to live in one of these towns?
Actually, it can end up working out pretty well for the homeowners because that fee that they're paying to the county is based on, like, usage estimates and how many kids are going to public school in a given year from that place. So when they've got a population of like three dozen retired people.
Some of those places, because there are so few people and they receive timber taxes, their revenues may exceed their expenses. So some taxpayers in unincorporated places don't pay property tax.
Actually, my mind is blown by that because, as you know, property taxes are really high in New Hampshire because of the way our whole education funding system works. People complain about them a lot in small towns. So it sounds like these places are like tax havens. It's sort of like the dream in New Hampshire. You get to live somewhere and not pay property tax. Kind of a sweet deal.
Well, so it can be. But there is this one story where things get a little wacky. Do you have a little more time to dig a little deeper on this?
Heck yeah, I do.
Okay, cool.
Just recently, within the last year, there was an article in the local newspaper here that the residents of Millsfield, the unincorporated place of Millsfield, mm-hmm. was looking to incorporate.
So a few years ago, Millsfield got kind of spooked. And it's a complicated and kind of controversial story, but there was this moment when the people in Millsfield thought that they were going to have to pay these absurdly high property taxes to kind of make up for the value of this wind farm that was built on their turf.
How could something like that happen?
Yeah, well, so I think that's what the people in Millsfield were thinking. It was like this reality check for them. And then in the end, the state passed legislation and that you know, property tax disaster didn't actually happen. But the whole thing caused some really bad blood between the county and the unincorporated place that the county was in charge of. And it got these Millsfielders thinking that they might want to take control of their own destiny.
So the Millsfielders may want to become a real town?
Yeah. I talked to Tom Claflin, who's a resident of Millsfield, and he explained that they are looking into it.
So what? They just say they want to be a town and they're a town? Like, what do they have to do to be a town?
So it's really complicated. And I think, you know, it revealed itself to be way more complicated than even the people of Millsfield thought. So it'll ultimately take passing a bill in the legislature where they say, okay, you are now an incorporated town. But becoming a municipality also means setting up a school board, a planning board, a fire department, a police department, and you have to build a physical town hall, and then you have to staff that town hall with clerks. So it's a lot of work and a lot of money, and it takes a lot of people.
Right. And I'm also thinking, like, you have to get on maps. So that's a whole other process there. You have to get in, like, the geolocating stuff. You have to, like, become a place that is called a different thing. So I guess what I'm wondering is, it seems like a lot of work. And then they'll be stuck with a huge amount of responsibility. Is it even worth it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a crazy metamorphosis and there are a lot of growing pains to it. So Tom told me that they aren't really sure yet. They're going to take their time on this one. So stay tuned. Millsfield might like fall off the list of unincorporated places in a couple of years.
Huh. Well, it's a very cool answer, very complete. I'm disappointed about not being able to commit a murder and getting away with it in any of these places. But it is way more than I ever thought I would get to know about these unincorporated New Hampshire places. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. You're welcome, Rebecca.